For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. Kentuckians who gained Medicaid insurance because of expansion no longer have access to dental and vision benefits, the state said over the weekend. This follows a Friday court ruling that struck down Governor Matt Bevin's changes to the program that would have put in place co-pays and work and volunteering requirements for some. Lisa Gillespie of member station WFPL reports that states aren't required to offer dental and vision benefits.
The pullback of vision and dental benefits applies to adults who became eligible for Medicaid when it was expanded, including adults without dependents who the state considers able-bodied. It also includes parents who make above 38% of the federal poverty limit. At a news conference Monday morning, Kentucky State Representative Mackenzie Cantrell questioned if the state's action was legal.
There was no public notice. There was no comment period like there was for the 1115 waiver. So I'd say, you know, that could be a cause of action right there. You don't just rip the rug out from under people. There is a process to these things.
But it is legal for the state to roll back these benefits. The state put out notice late Monday that it is updating a state plan amendment to eliminate the optional benefits, backdated to July 1st. Mary Beth Misamichi studies Medicaid at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
State can change its benefit package by filing another state plan amendment saying we are now going to take optional benefits out of the benefit package.
But Misamichi said the state could continue offering dental and vision coverage, basically maintaining coverage as is. The elimination of vision and dental coverage doesn't apply to pregnant women, children, and individuals who are considered medically frail, among others. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.